I'm going to focus a little bit on Johnny Decimal, these first ones, just to give you an idea of the overall concept, if you don't already know, because that's going to be very useful. So let's kind of philosophize a little bit. I think of the job of my system as being this. When you sit down at your computer or on your phone or when you interact with technology in really any way, the question is, what's there? As in, what do you have access to in that moment? And the answer is, literally, everything in the whole world. Every file you've ever created or thought about, every website you've got an account on, every message or email or anything you've ever sent, every cloud service you've stored a file on, every book ever written, every website there, everything. And that's overwhelming. Of course, it is. It should be. It's this enormous thing that just simply didn't exist. Certainly 30 years ago, but even really, I think in the last 10 to 15 years, our use of computers really has, like, everything now, we're talking about this on my Discord, I paid for the drying machine upstairs with my phone the other day. That just didn't happen a few years ago, okay? So that's the job of my system, is to try and get you from this notion of the whole world and everything in it, which is too much, and to filter you down to the thing that you sat down at your computer to do. And the point of the system is that we do this in a series of gradual steps. And each of those steps is designed to be easy and have as few decisions as possible, because every decision you have to make is a decision to make, and we know how difficult they are. So here's a map of this notional idea of kind of the world and everything in it and all of the things that can be on your computer. Obviously, this is a very simplified example. And the trick here is not to look, like in the previous video where I was looking for the note where we are tracking this video series, and I don't start with all 400 of my notes. I start with my areas, then go to my categories. That's exactly what we do here. So let's say we're going to try and find our travel insurance policy. Now, ideally, you only have one Johnny Decimal system on your computer. I work for myself and I have two. A system is like an entire part of your life. So for me, being John Noble the human is a system, and being Johnny Decimal and running a business is another system. Those two things are very separate for me because they don't need to overlap. So if you have more than one system, the first decision, very easy, is just which system. You should only have a very small handful of systems, if more than one. So I'm going to choose my personal system. Now, in my personal system, I've got three decisions to make, and these are what we call Johnny Decimal areas. They're areas of your life. So is what I'm looking for, what do we say, my travel insurance policy, is that part of my life admin? Is that part of my hobby? Or is that part of my side hustle? That's pretty obviously part of my life admin. So there you go. That was another simple decision. And crucially, everything else on this map just disappears now. You don't need to consider it at all. It's completely gone. And now we've got one more decision to make. Is it in finance, health, or travel? That's pretty obvious. And then once we're in travel, we've got a handful of things. And our travel insurance is one of them. From the whole world and everything in it to your travel insurance, really specifically, in a handful of clicks and a handful of decisions. That's the idea. That's what we're going to try and get you to. Let's talk about how you can use your own system to build a shadow system, because the situation here is that you've gone to a job, and if you're at work and you just start moving stuff around, people are going to lose their minds. At my last job, I actually overheard my boss, who's a very senior manager and the project coordinator, saying how messy the file system was and nobody could find anything, which it was. It was a disaster. Nobody could find anything. And I popped my little head over, and I'm afraid I said, "You will never believe who I am." And I told them about Johnny Decimal, and they never asked me again to to help them organize the files. Never said another word about it, because I think it's too... I wasn't offended. It was fine. I think it's too hard. It's too hard and it's too boring, and who can be bothered organizing files? Well, you can. And here's how you can do it without actually moving around anything in the work SharePoint. So the trick is, you're going to build your own system. This is exactly what I did at that job when I realized I was never going to move any files around. You build your own system in your own Notes app. This becomes your JDEX. And you, the nice thing about SharePoint is, files in SharePoint all just have a URL. Or you can just copy the file path out of your Explorer, g:\finance\whatever. You can build your own system in your notes, and all you do is you copy the locations of files to those notes. And now you don't go browsing through the horrible system that nobody understands. You go to your index and you browse through your neatly organized index, and when you reach the point of the thing you want, you've got a link there that takes you straight to it. This works for more than files. You can do this for, which again, I did for things like the timesheeting system, the change control system, all of that sort of stuff that you have at work. I'm going to build, based on all of my past history, like 20 years of IT knowledge, I'm going to build a standard system for IT projects. So if anybody's interested in that, drop me comments or drop me an email. I'll let you know. So in that situation, nothing actually moved, but now you are magically the only organized person on the team, and you're the only person who can find anything. And your boss is going to realize that eventually, and then maybe they'll let you restructure it all, but probably not. Here's a nice tip. If you find yourself, as I think a lot of us do, just kind of dealing with files all day and moving files around, you might download a thing and you've got to put it in the right location, or you've got something on your desktop and you want it to be somewhere else. You're moving files around. I find that I'm mostly moving things around between the same handful of places. I'm not moving things randomly between all of the places on my computer. It's usually between my personal systems folders, my work systems folders, my desktop, my downloads, you know, those sorts of places. So what I do is I leave this window open all the time. And when my computer reboots, if it's not there, I set it up again. And it's one window. This is the Finder on a Mac. You can do the same sort of idea on Windows. And I always have these tabs open in it, and they're always in the same location. So the first tab is my personal system. And if I need to navigate to something, I know that tab is there and I can just click through there. Second tab is my work system. The third three, actually, the order varies a little bit on them, because you can just use shortcuts, which I'll show you another day, to just open those quickly. So, for example, my third tab at the moment is my desktop. My next tab is my downloads. And if I want to move something from my desktop to my downloads, I can just drag it onto that tab. And that's really nice as well. So don't go setting this up every time. I find every time I used to do this, and there's a guy called John Siracusa who taught me not to. He's an Apple nerd online. And every time you open a file, every time you want to move a file, don't go to Finder and press Command N or go File New Window and then click all the way through your system again to get where you need to be. You know where you need to be. Set them up as tabs and just use them reliably every time. One more little tip. You might have seen that I dragged that there onto that tab so you can move things. That moved the file specifically. It was here and now it's here. It's moved, not copied. If I drag it there, it'll move it back. The reason it moves and not copies is because the desktop and the downloads are on the same disk on this computer, and that's the computer's default behavior. If you drag something from here to there and those two things are on the same disk, it will move. If you drag something from here to there and the there is on a different disk, you're going to get a copy. You can change that behavior on a Mac if you hold down Option. When you move, you'll see I get a little green plus there. And that, in fact, copies, not moves. And now I've got a copy there and a copy there.